Kevin Warsh sworn in as Fed chair. Signals Greenspan-style approach. Kevin Warsh was sworn in on Friday as the chairman of the United States Federal Reserve, according to a Cointelegraph post on X, marking the transition. Yahoo Finance reported separately that Warsh has suggested he may take an Alan Greenspan-style approach to running the central bank. For crypto, this is the most consequential U.S. macro change of the year. Fed chair transitions reshape the path of real interest rates, dollar liquidity, and the term structure that prices every risk asset on the screen. As of May 24, 2026, Bitcoin was trading at $76,438, up 1.7% in 24 hours, with ETH at $2,392, PSU 0.3%, and SOL at $8,554, PLU 2.8%, according to the live market snapshot used in this piece. The CoinMarketCap fear and greed reading stood at 38, still in fear territory. A Greenspan reference loaded with meaning. The Greenspan comparison is not a neutral one. Alan Greenspan chaired the Fed from 1987 to 2006 and became famous for asymmetric easing, cutting aggressively in downturns, raising slowly when growth recovered, and tolerating asset price strength on the way up. That posture is often credited with the dot-com boom and blamed for the housing bubble that broke under his successor. A 2026 chair who openly invokes that framework is, in effect, telling the bond market that the bar for cuts is lower than the bar for hikes. That asymmetry has been a structural tailwind for Bitcoin and risk crypto in every cycle where it has applied. It is not a guarantee of a rally. It is a guarantee that the policy reaction function will be friendlier to assets that price off a discount rate. It is worth keeping the distance between rhetoric and action in mind. Greenspan style is, today, a signal about intent. Actual decisions will be revealed in dot plots, dissents, and the next two FOMC press conferences, not a swearing-in headline. The market is already moving on it. The crypto bid into Friday was modest but broad. Every major in the top five was green on the day, and the rally was concentrated in higher beta names. SOL led majors at plus 2.8%, ETH at plus 2.3%, with BNB at plus 2.1%, and XRP at plus 1.6%. BTC's plus 1.7% print took it back over $76,000 after a week in which the hard money thesis collided with 5% treasury yields and forced a reset in positioning. A Fed chair perceived as more permissive of inflation overshoot or more reactive to growth scares would directly relieve that pressure. Real yields have done the heavy lifting against crypto for most of May. If the term premium starts to compress on a perceived dovish shift, that pressure releases. The fear and greed reading at 38 says positioning has not caught up to the price move. Sentiment indicators built on derivatives and survey flows often lag headline events by days. That gap is the trade most macro desks are watching this weekend. Stablecoin issuers are paying the closest attention outside of spot crypto. The Fed chair transition matters more for stablecoin issuers than any other crypto subsector. Tether's reserve mix sits on roughly 141B in U.S. Treasury exposure by the most recent public count, and Circle's USDC reserve is built almost entirely from Treasury bills and overnight repo. Their revenue is, mechanically, a leveraged bet on the front end of the curve. A Greenspan-style chair would, on margin, cut faster than the median FOMC member when conditions deteriorate. That compresses bill yields, compresses issuer net interest margin, and changes the duration calculus for which treasuries to hold. Stablecoin treasury teams will be reading every Warsh speech for clues on the pace and conditionality of any future cuts. For users, the second-order effect runs through any yield-bearing stablecoin product. APYs quoted on USDC and USDT-backed strategies move with the Fed funds rate, not with crypto-native demand. A chair who cuts earlier means the 4-5% advertised yields on stablecoin balances at Coinbase, Kraken, and others compress faster than the consensus path currently implies. Three near-term tells that matter. Three near-term tells will matter more than any inaugural commentary. The first FOMC meeting under Warsh will be the real signal. Watch the dot plot for a dovish revision and the press conference for the language on patience versus data dependence. Greenspan-style chairs lean on the latter as cover for asymmetric easing. Vice Chair Jefferson and the other governors will tell the market how much internal consensus Warsh has. Greenspan ran a Fed, where dissents were rare, and the chair's view set the official line. A noisy FOMC under Warsh would mute the policy signal he is trying to send. The dollar index is the cleanest cross-asset proxy. A Fed chair perceived as more permissive shows up in DXY weakness before it shows up in BTC strength. If DXY rolls over from here into the next CPI print, it confirms the market is taking the Greenspan framing at face value.